Start strong, hard, fierce. Sneer and create a veneer so that you can come back and let it crack. Be tight and twist up your face like you're trying to open a jar, because that is an all too common experience, and common experience illuminated is the core of metaphor. And let this first sentence go on and on and on. Go down to Costco now and buy yourself one big industrial jar of conjunctions, because you're gonna need them. Okay, now breathe like you can't quite get a breath. You can toss out a reference to death, but deflate it quickly with a pop culture nod to bond you and me, because those of us who can recognize the name Lloyd Dobler from a rushing stream of words belong to a special, special club. Okay, pause. Don't be afraid to let yourself veer into the political. Don't be afraid to go pro-choice or pro-woman. It's cool. Everyone in here agrees with you. Take a moment now to ensure that you have properly identified yourself, because if there is one rule more sacred than the 3-minute rule, it is that what you are is what you are, and what you are not is nothing you need aspire to understand. If you're black up here, you're a black poet. If you're a lesbian up here, you're a lesbian poet. If you're a white male, well, that's cool. You can just be a poet. You're at the top of the coaster hill now, so you're gonna have to rush through this next part and jam-pack it with details, all loosely connected, because what you're doing now is just getting momentum. You're getting the most moist hairs to prick up on the back of people's necks, and the chairs to squeak as the bodies lean forward, and the leaning forward toes to bend back. You're letting the house dog run out, and run out to the end, very end, to the last ending inch of its leash, so that you can yank it back. That's how we do this. It's a gimmick. God bless us all, Buddy Wakefield. It's a structure, no more loose or yielding than a classical villanelle. And by the way, if you're not gonna do some writing about writing in your writing, you can turn right around and go right home. Okay, wait. Forget all that. Do it like this. Take one thing and look at it more honestly than it deserves. For the sake of convenience, let that thing be yourself. And then resolve. Let yourself spread out and deepen and widen like Merlot being poured into water. Acknowledge once for all that you are alone up here, and that means you have no one to answer to but your damn self. Because when you have made it this far, only one thing is certain. When your 3 minutes are up, you will be judged.